Last time, on Bucci.
Water slide is nice, but it's not appropriate for children.
One of the most X-rated water slides I've ever seen, personally. And I've seen some water slides.
Trust Bucci.
People who have confided in Bucci know he likes some juicy gossip. All over the place. Give me the goss! Sip.
At my school, three kids got suspended like a month ago and still haven't been back because they vaped in the bathroom and there was also suspected drug and alcohol use.
Bruce,
what?
He suspected that I was messing with his stunt magazine.
I designed the logo for Fruity Pebbles cereal. Well, the gossip really is how many people they need right now as drivers to transport ice cream for them.
There's a rumor going around that that was good gossip, and I want to tell you that rumor is false.
So I work at a school in Delaware, and I work under two different deans. Except he got another dean pregnant, but he's calling her and complaining about it every day. Well, I know for a fact that they're doing it to each other.
Yeah.
It's a Delaware thing. You have to be there.
Tell me about some Long Island gossip.
Billy Joel, you might have heard, he has hydrocephalus.
Give me the gossip.
Oh, I'll give you the gun. Living at my grandma's house now because I can't take care of my kids.
Get the gecko out of here. And while you're at it, get Double G out of there, too. I'm never going to do a show like this again. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Do you want school-related gossip? Do you want drug-related gossip? Do you want Midwest gossip?
Give me the goss, give me the goss, give me the goss.
People in committed relationships are opening up their relationships in this ethically non-monogamous relationship. Not like a Milburn, New Jersey guy who's like taking off his wedding ring and going to that bar on Essex Avenue.
Ooh, that's so crazy.
That's crazy.
There was a gentleman that I heard of. Let's call him Jack, Dr. Jack.
As long as you don't call him Bucci.
Okay, so Dr. Jack Bucci.
No, don't call him Bucci. He shone a desk lamp on her and she didn't have a shadow.
Rumor is Friday could be changing.
You shouldn't be spreading rumors like that. It's really hurtful.
Wellington Strathmore's Bistro on the High Road has been replacing uneaten Yorkshire pudding.
Drink more from this water fountain. It's the only thing that's making me happy is this water.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
The only bong that Bucci hits is this. I'm feeling a little bit, big right now. WFMU's own Tom and Julia are here, and Julia made some arancini, and I ate one, and it went straight to my bicep. If you pushed my bicep with your finger, mozzarella and mushrooms will come out. So please don't do that. Anyway, let's crack one can and one can only of pomegranate lemonade. Pomegranate. Love drinking the pomegranate lemonade. I drink it a lot because it is, of course, refreshing. But also for its health benefits. It's a good anti-inflammatory, and I am a little inflamed, but mostly it's mostly a figurative inflammation. But, you know, I can't have my arms and legs swelling up during the show.
Bucci.
Thank you. It's been a good week here on Planet Bucci. Things are really going the DJ's way. I already, like I just said, my inflammation's under control. I have a little bit of arancini in me, but that's always a good thing. And additionally, I got a promotion at work.
Ah.
No, that's not the kind of promotion I got. Listeners to the show will know that I have a job. I work at my friend Steve's business, Steve's Fur and Feathers. I was promoted. I used to be fur grunt, so I would just be making furs and sewing stuff. Not a lot of benefits. The only benefit is I could take the fur into the bathroom and rub it against my cheek, which is a benefit, but you know, it's not a great one, I'd say. But I was promoted because of my good work as a field buyer. That's the title now, a field buyer, or like lead field buyer. So I'm the guy who goes out in the world, in the United States, and tries to look for furs, tries to obtain new and exciting furs for the company. And this does come with benefits. Medical benefits, though, looking at my contract, medical is in quotes for some reason. I have to ask HR about that. Use of the company car. So I was out most of the week on a fur hunt, literally. And so what I was tasked with doing is to find some really, really fake fur. The fur we have is fake, but it does move sometimes. And it upsets people who don't want to wear real fur. And we say, it's fake. Why is it moving? And then we don't have an answer to that. So anyway, I had to go out and find some really, really fake fur, which I did find. I came back with a garbage bag full of fake fur. This fur is, trust me, it's not moving. I put a knife through every one of these furs. So, like I said, good week. I don't want to jinx myself, but every week will be good now, which is a Bucci adage.
Adage.
There is one thing that is actually bothering me, and coincidentally, that is what I'm going to talk about today. So people who be quiet for 1 second and actually listen know that Bucci loves to cook. It's in the kitchen where he really, really cuts loose. Cooking is Bucci's punk rock. Just three chords and some salmon. Is that a Bucci adage? That is not. I guess that's the sound of the salmon. I don't know. So, I make all sorts of dishes, pasta with clams, clams with spinach, pancakes with a hole in it so I can insert a clam into it so it looks like the pancake is eating a clam. Put a little face on it. It's like, why is that pancake eating a clam? Just eat it. Pure steaks. Lots of stuff. So, you know, like any other artist, I have my tools. You know, I have my spatulas, wooden and metal. I have, oven gloves that say...
Trust Bucci.
One on every hand. I have, Crocs. And one of the essential things, one of the most essential things I have in my kitchen is I have my cast iron pan. It's like a beautiful 18-inch cast iron pan. And I've had this thing for a long time. I actually found it under the Christmas tree when I was 7, and I've been using it ever since. Now, I say ever since, but when I was that age, they didn't let me cook yet. So I used it for other things. I would, storage. I put a plant in it. I hung it from my septum piercing when I had one. I was really into pain as like an 11-year-old. and I painted a face on it. Remember one time I painted a face on it and did Bucci for it? I propped it up in the corner and did Bucci with it, or to it, or at it. It was one of my first listeners, that pan. And I would pretend to cook on it, you know, crack an egg on it. It's cold. It was a cold pan, but I just kind of pretended it was cooking anyway. And as I, when I got older, I learned to cook with it, and I learned that a cast iron pan is not like any other old regular pan. You have to treat it right. It can get rusty. If you don't, if you let water sit in it, it gets rusty. It can't be washed aggressively. The more you use it, the better it gets. When it's seasoned properly, you know, you just keep cooking, and every layer of every dish seasons the pan in its own way and seeps into the porous bottom. Of the pan. It's the pan that keeps going, and it just locks in the flavor. And I've been seasoning this friggin' thing for, you know, as I said, years. At home, I do it on when I'm just watching television kind of aimlessly. I'll season it up real quick. My wedding reception on the bus. And I rigged up a Pee Wee Herman style, like, Rube Goldberg device, too. So it's like it seasons it while I sleep. Like, you know, a marble goes down a little gangway and hits a hand or a glove that I stuffed with fur, and it kind of seasons it while I sleep. And now, I mean, like, this thing, you should see, it's a glossy mirror. This pan is as smooth as a credit card swipe, debit card, at the beginning of the month. So what does all this mean? It brings me to my current problem. Now, I do all the cooking in the house. If it was up to my current wife, Mrs. Bucci, she'd be eating peanut butter sandwiches at someone else's house every day, or something. She eats something called girl dinner, which is like a cheese and cracker plate that can give birth, I guess, if it wants to. But while it was gone, now, we all know that Mrs. Bucci is great, but I think we can agree that she's not. And she decided to cook a proper meal. And so what she did is she took my cast iron pan, cook some sort of clam omelet on it or whatever. And then what do you think she did? What do you think she did? Anyone on the chat? On WFMU over there, WFMU.org? Nope, they're talking about the Knicks. Look, the Knicks are done. Talk about Bucci.
Like Bucci?
And like him. So what she did was she washed it. And not like how you're supposed to do with, like, warm water, paper towel, very, very mild, if any, soap. Very, very mild soap, like that soap they use to clean the ducks off of. The oil off the ducks. She cleaned it with the harshest abrasive cleaner possible. It's a, like, industrial-strength cleaner. And a steel wool sponge. So she just scraped all that flavor that I've been building up in layers and layers, like a friggin' plateau. It just went away. And then she let it soak in that cleaner overnight, which caused it to rust up. You should see this rust. I actually brought the pan with me because I'm so upset. Here, this is the pan. And you should see. Listen to how rusty this. I'll bring the thing up to the mic. Listen to how rusty this thing is.
Oil can.
It's rusty as the Tin Man. Bucci has the only cast iron pan that says quotes from The Wizard of Oz, by the way. which is another great thing about this pan. Anyway, I'm sorry. So this pan is in rough shape. Rough shape. I hate looking at it. I try to look into its mirror-like surface, and I'm looking, and I see an old, disappointed man with a bucket hat staring back at me, which is not me. So what I want to do tonight, you know, I want to kill two birds with one stone, like a psychopath. I want to do Bucci, and I want to clean this cast iron pan. I will bring it back to its former glossy state. So I need your help. You, your help. And I'm talking to you. I'm pointing my index finger right at you, jamming it into your chest. Nicely.
You. You. You.
I need you to call in and help me season this pan. I want you to call in with your grease, your fats, your fish guts, your pork belly, things that are high in fat work, or thighs, literally, like skin-on chicken thighs, because the skin-on, that generates its own fat as well. You know, so lard, or like a very ripe tomato, all sorts of stuff. Anyway... what I need you to do is help me season this thing. And I'm going to do is I'm going to rub your, what you bring to the table, rub it on my pan and see if it restores it. And then, you know, maybe I'll cook something up on it real fast and see if it tastes good, if it's ready for, it's ready to go. It's revigorated. Because food tastes in a, food that is cooked in a cast iron pan properly seasoned cannot taste bad. So, yeah, that is after the break. We're going to make this Seasons Bucci's cast iron pan. We're going to do it all hour for the rest of the hour, and at the end of it, we're going to take look, step back, and go and ask the question, does it look good? Does it taste good? Does it feel good? It's Toon Yards! Does it feel good? Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Season Bucci's cast iron pan.
So call in with your response now, 201-209-9368, that's 201-209-9368, one more time, 201-209-9368, and give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music. Hey! It's Bucci. What we're doing today, what are we doing? Bucci has a cast iron pan. He brought it into the studio. But the problem is, it is all messed up. It's covered in rust. The thick layer of delicious seasoning and oils that I've been applying my entire life have been scrubbed away by my recent and future wife. And so what I want to do today is I need your help to re-season this. I almost cursed. I really hope you can pull through and help me because this season, this pan is suffering. Hold on. Look. Hold on. Listen to this. Oh, you poor baby. All right, let's do it. Let's get this thing friggin' going. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Who's this?
Hi. My name's JJ.
JJ?
Wanted to...
JJ?
give you my tips on this cast iron situation.
Screaming. Yes. Tell me, Jay, what is your tip?
So I've been using cast iron pans for over 25 years.
Okay. Well, I've been doing it for 26 years. Not that it's a competition, okay, so, but I've been doing 26
years. Yeah, but I'm married to a person that does not understand cast iron and does the same thing, washes it with industrial cleaners and...
It's ridiculous, right?
...rubs it. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I can't explain it and stress it enough.
You know what we should have done?
Hiding my pants.
You know what we should have done, Jay, is we should have put it in the wedding vows. That when we got married, keep your grubby meat hooks off my cast iron pan. That should have been in the last line of the vows, I think.
Along with some other things, I don't.
Oh my God, my wedding vows they go on forever. It's like the Bible. Yeah. So anyway, sorry, Jay.
But
what?
Having said that, I have figured out a way to reset your cast iron pan, and I think you might like it. And
okay,
what you should do is wet sand it with 500 grit sandpaper.
Okay.
And when you wet sand it, you get it down to a smooth glass surface.
Yeah.
Then clean it. Clean it thoroughly that one time. Dry it thoroughly.
Okay.
Put it on like a high flame, and rub it down with like a paper towel and vegetable oil.
Okay.
Let it warm up like that for about, I don't know, 2-3 minutes.
Yes.
Don't let it smoke. Just let it warm up like that, and then lower it to a low flame and let it sit there for like 5 minutes, and then sprinkle some coarse salt on it.
Yep.
Let that sit there for a little bit, and then it's going to be like a glass surface again, and you'll be able to
That's what I want.
Anything you want.
I want to, you know, mirror, mirror, I want to look deep into it. But thing is, yep. Jay, do you have any coarse salt on you? Because we can just save some time, and I can scrub that salt or anything you got over there right on it, and we can see if it works. Do you got anything?
I mean...
What do you got? Give me some salt.
You talking to me or her?
Oh, I'm talking to you.
Oh. What do you want? Soft?
Yeah, well, you know, your process. Can you give me one of your elements so I can at least try it on this pan? Because I've never... Your process intrigues me. Not literally.
What do you mean? Like, just any coarse salt. You go buy
All right.
in the store and buy, like, kosher salt or whatever.
Okay.
Just the crystal Himalayan salt, whatever.
Oh,
anything
I see.
That's coarse.
Pink.
It's not like fine salt, you know?
All right. I'm going to try it, Jay, and I really appreciate
it. You could probably use fine salt, too. I think the difference in the salt is insignificant. I think it's just one of those things that people say you're supposed to use, but I don't think it really matters.
I would rather be dead than use fine salt. I would only coarse salt for me.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right.
But just you got to make sure it's dry. And one of the things that I do is every time I cook, I throw everything that's left on the pan out. I wash it with water. And I bought, on Amazon, you can buy like a chain mail, right? And the
chain mail
just lets you scrub off the food chunks, if there's any, without taking off the glass surface.
You're using
chain mail
to clean your cast iron pan, like a chain mail glove, like a, what do you call it, a gauntlet?
It's not even a glove. It's just like a chunk of chain mail.
So you're using, how much is a chunk of chain mail on Amazon? That must be $100
or something. I don't even know. I bought it like... probably like 15 years ago. I don't even know.
Pre-tariff chainmail.
But yeah, that was pre-tariff, so it was cheaper then.
Okay. All right, Jay, thanks very much for your very intriguing...
All right, good luck, bro. I hope you can make a nice cast iron pan. Oh, just make sure it's cast iron. It's not one of those Le Creuset pans, because those aren't true cast iron.
Okay.
Those are glazed with enamel.
All right. Yeah, thanks very much. You know, it's a good call. Bye. Do I have... Oh, it is a... No, it's not a Le Creuset. Okay, good. For a second there, he panicked. He doesn't need to tell me. Look, what I need, I mean, Jay had some very good advice, but I don't need advice. I need practical foods and salts. So call in with your salt and we can do it live on the air. Don't you want to hear your suggestion work or not work? That really hurt. Call you Gabucci.
Gucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Annie.
Hey, Annie, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? You made it back on the schedule, I see.
Oh, yes, by the skin of my teeth. And I do, I mean, unfortunately, I do have skin on my teeth, but that's another story.
Do you have to cut your monologue short at all?
Never. That was expressly never. You know, they said, if anything, Ken said, make it longer, if you could make it a whole hour.
And then, okay.
That's what, that's what he said. Annie, do you have anything that you think that would be a good seasoning for this cast iron pan?
Yes, eventually. So follow the previous caller. I can't believe you don't have any chain mail.
Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to see that.
Okay.
I don't have any chain mail.
Okay. Do that. And then butter.
Okay.
After the oil, cook a lot of things in butter.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put some oil on this pan and see if it works.
Okay.
All right. Let's put some oil there.
Well, the oil also matters.
All right. I'm going to wipe it off with my hand. It's a thing. Well, it seems like it worked. Let's cook something real fast.
Yeah. Put a lot of butter. Actual butter. Real butter.
You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
It's working. All right. Thanks, Annie. I appreciate
thanks.
It. Bye. Let me try some of these eggs. Oh, thanks, Annie. The eggs taste worse now, which is not a Bucci adage. I gotta scrape some of this egg off. Caller, you got Bucci. I'm gonna continue.
Hello, Bucci. How are you?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. Do you have anything you can help me season my cast iron pan with? I need this thing friggin' seasoned for the weekend.
Okay, well, my approach is a little bit novel compared to some of the other callers, which are extremely useful.
Okay.
But it might not be what you want to
do. Are you
going to
use, like, gunpowder or something like that? Are you going to season my pan with gunpowder?
No. As I'm sort of configuring my outside cooking area for the summer months,
mm-hmm.
I had to locate everything that I use. And one of them was a dedicated pan that I use on my Coleman stove outside.
Okay.
And I couldn't find it, and I looked everywhere, but then I remembered where I put it.
Okay,
it's
where?
It's in the Volvo station wagon that's parked on the side of the house, filled with all sorts of car parts, yard tools, broken, filthy, everything you can imagine, and also drums and containers full of filthy motor oil.
Okay.
And I looked at the pan, and it seemed by osmosis the pan had sort of accepted a lot of the filthy motor oil that was in the buckets and jugs and half-gallon cans.
Okay.
I'm going to put a lot of faith in that when I finally get it out to saute some vegetables in about a month.
So motor oil, you're saying?
I'm reaching here.
You're saying
I'm reaching
all right,
here because
all right.
Everyone is given the tried and true answers.
I know.
We all know that. But
I
want to think out of the box for a minute.
Let's think about, like, you know, it's let's be punks for 1 hour.
What is it like? I'm a punk when I cook.
I'm a punk when I cook, and I'm a funk when I. Well, I'm not going to tell you what I'm.
Well, you like funk in your pan.
Yes, that's right. I need some umami.
Food
I
funk.
Need that funky
food
umami.
Funk.
All right, give me some of your motor oil there.
Okay, I'll send it UPS.
You're going to send it UPS?
They don't have any prohibition on filthy motor oil, I don't think.
All right, well, thank you. Let's pour some on here, okay? I'm going to smooth it out.
Okay.
All right, that's enough oil.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how the pan feels.
Now, you're going to have to put it in an enclosed area where it gets really hot, like the back.
All right, I brought a little tabletop stove, so I'm going to start it up. And
fine. Cook it up.
Let's
cook
something. Let's go.
Yeah. Bad smells are just part of being an experienced chef.
Oh, it's... let me try some of these. Let me try this hamburger.
Yeah, hamburger's good. I think probably the organic matter mixed with the processed minerals in the dirty oil will make a sort of a unique synthesis to clean the pan.
I gotta say, guess what this hamburger tastes like, Franco?
Like putting your mouth around an exhaust pipe?
Exactly right. Well, thank you. I feel like my pan is worse off now because now it's slightly poisonous. So I feel like you've led me astray a little bit, sir.
But the first caller who says about sandpaper is absolutely right. You can get rid of everything with sandpaper.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much. Someone call in with sandpaper. That guy wouldn't give me any of his sandpaper. Where am I going to get sandpaper? I need you to bring it to me.
Oh, okay.
Not
can
you.
I bring something to cook as well?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
Period. Bye.
Good luck with the pan.
Thank you, baby. What did I just say? The fact that this pan is so screwed up is like affecting my judgment, because I just called Franco baby, which I wrote down to myself before the show. Do not do that. Caller Igabuchi.
Oh, what's up, Bucci?
My goodness. Who is this?
It's Double G.
Double G. How are you doing, Double G?
I'm all right. I'm happy to hear that you got about your job. You know, you did the hand.
I'm moving up. I am moving up. Pretty soon, I started sewing this fur. Now I'm buying it. Pretty soon, I'll be wearing it right down the street, walking right down the street.
You know, I got some furs connections. You know, if you need me, I'll mail it to you.
I bet your furs are like wigs or something like that. You went to a barber shop and swept up all the hair. Is that kind of? Do I have it kind of going a little bit?
No, it's just horseshoe crabs.
It's just
horseshoe. Anyway,
you're not gonna season my cast iron pan with your horseshoe crabs, right?
No, that's ridiculous. But it is something from the ocean.
Okay, what is it?
Know,
is it a
I'm,
tell me?
I'm big into fish in my household, and I use cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you just cook with a lot of different fishes, you get, you know, good oils.
Yeah,
in
that
the pan,
oils absolutely
maybe mixed with the other oils you've been using. You know,
so you cook some fish, throw it out, cook another one, throw it out, right? You're just kind of building up the layers.
Don't throw it out. You have to leave it all in there.
I will throw it out because I can't stand the smell of cooking fish makes me, ooh.
That's not my problem, Bucci. It's the pan. You got to do it for the pan.
That's true. Anything for the pan, which is...
Okay, so you need anchovies, mackerel,
all right.
Herring.
See, do you have any of that right now, like in your hands or pockets?
It's all in cans, right here.
All right, right. Give it to me. Put it in my pan.
Okay, here's a can.
Right here.
You got mackerel. That's the mackerel.
Yeah.
All right. You got some sardines.
All right.
Anchovies are from Spain.
Ooh, it's very
Morocco.
Hot.
I'm not really sure. They said
right. I'm rubbing it down. All right. Let's see.
Higher heat. You need higher heat.
Turn up the heat?
Yeah, turn up the heat. This is too low.
It's liking the anchovies there, Double G.
Yeah,
I hate to say.
Yeah, it's lubing it up, you know?
Okay, don't say lube.
Greasing the stuff.
Don't say grease either. Franco, Double G, you are the only person so far that it has made my cast iron pan happy.
Hey, could I have that?
No.
I mean, don't want to say, because I'm hungry and I haven't eaten, yet today. So.
Keep seasoning me.
You know, you've made my pan happy, but you've made me unhappy, so you're not getting anything. Goodbye. Caller Igabuchi.
Okay. How are you?
How are you? Who is this?
I'm pretty good. This is Matthew from Oklahoma.
Hey, Matthew.
I'm going to share a little secret with you. I have some fine steel wool for you.
No. Isn't that bad, though?
Well, now, if you're trying to, when you're in the initial process of reseasoning, very fine, very, very fine steel wool. Not the aggressive, abrasive stuff.
Okay,
very
do you...
fine steel wool like you find at the hardware store.
All right, do you have any on you?
I do, and it's way too much. I have way too much of my own to use. So
give me...
I'm going to tear off.
I'm shoving it under your nose, and you do it.
You okay, now the other thing you can do is use it to block mice when they try to get
a good
into
job.
Your apartment.
All right, you're doing well. Stop! Okay, just slow down on the scrubbing, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do it real slow.
What are you doing? Just leave. Get off. Don't touch my pan. It seems like you were scrubbing your name into my pan.
Oh, no.
The only name
like
that should
that.
Be scrubbed into Bucci's pan is...
Bucci.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks very much. I didn't get your name, but thank you very much. Did he hurt you?
No.
I know, I'm sorry. He was too rough with you. I gotta treat you like a baby that I like. Caller Igabuchi.
Yes, hello, Bucci.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Leo.
Hey, Leo, how are you doing? Nice to hear from you.
I'm fine.
Okay, so do you have something that you can help me season my, do you have any like flaxseed oil or what do you got? I need this thing to be glossy.
I have a pig. I just have a whole pig.
You're going to season it with a pig. What is it, like a potbelly pig? You're not going to put a whole pig in my 18-inch pan.
Well, how am I supposed to season it?
All right, maybe I can put it under one of its trotters or something.
Yeah, sure.
What's the pan? Yeah, what's the pig's name? What's the pig's name? It's alive. The pig is alive, I hope, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
His name is Arthur.
Okay, Arthur. I'm putting my pan in your hooves. So I just hope you do it. All right. Let Arthur do his stuff there, Leo.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. It's doing good. I like the scraping motion. All right, that's enough.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to cook. I'm not going to cook you, Arthur. I'm going to cook my own pig that I brought. Let's see it go. And cooked. Let's eat a little bit. Do you want some?
Yes, please.
All right, try it.
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty good.
Let me try it. Yeah, it's
not
good.
Enough seasoning on the pan yet.
No, it's not. We're getting there.
More seasoned, I think it would have been a lot better.
Right. It's a layer though. We're building it up layer by layer.
Yes.
Like they formed the Grand Canyon, you know? You tasted the Grand Canyon like 4 million years ago. It probably tasted like a curse word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. All right, Leo. 201-209-9368. We are
Season, Bucci's, Cast, Iron, Pan.
That's what we're doing. I have this pan. We're building up the layers of fat and oil and flavor until this thing is restored to its previous glory. Because I want to take this home and call you a Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Sorry, it's Zachary.
Oh, Zachary. Hey, Zach. Yeah. Zachary. How you doing, Zachary?
Zachary, yeah. Hey.
Hey,
doing all right?
So, what do you have for my pan?
Oh, we got a big bonfire that we're going to break off a little piece of fire. You got to kind of bake it.
Don't worry, pan. Zachary's not going
to
hurt
you. Be under the stars.
I know Zachary is not he's not trustworthy, but he's not going to hurt you cast iron pan. What were you saying there, Zachary? Are you just going to
having a little fire?
You're going to put it in the fire, huh?
No. That's how you get all the oil going, and we're going to roast what do you want to eat?
Well,
I eat some almonds or some roasted almonds over a campfire.
I would eat a pan full of roasted almonds, figuratively. But yeah, I would
gotta
eat
be over
them.
A fire.
Yes, of course. So do you want to put some almonds on it? Almond milk? You're not supposed to put milk. Dairy products are not the best for.
But that's why we're doing almond milk. That's not
that's
dairy.
True. That's true.
You know the milk producers, they'll sue you. They're big about protecting that name.
What name? Milk.
The milk name, yeah. They milk. Don't want almond milk to be called non-dairy milk.
Okay.
So
well, we're not gonna. That's another show where we take on big milk. The
okay,
this
big
show
milk.
Is we're going to season the pan. So what do you want to do? You want to give me some almonds so I can do this?
Yeah, let's do some almonds and then we'll do a little fresh butter. Because when we had to
all right.
Drive to.
I'm sticking it under your nose. Why don't you do your work there? Why are you grunting? Stop grunting while you're putting almonds on my cast iron pan.
Is that a I'm crushing them.
Oh, I see. All right, go ahead.
But do you have a mortar and pestle?
You know what? Your almonds have made my pan very... Be quiet. Your almonds have made my pan very happy. And I say that choking back the bile, but you did a good... you did something good for this pan, I gotta say.
That's rare.
It is
I'm
rare.
I'm glad I could contribute in a positive way to the show, Bucci.
Yes.
I'm honored. Can't wait to hear Mrs. Bucci on it.
I had to let you go. Breaking up there. 201-209-9368. We are...
Seasoned Bucci's Cast
Iron Pan. We're Seasoning Bucci's Cast Iron Pan. So that's 201-209-9368. What do you got? Some wet pea soup? Not a ham-based soup, but if someone has that, something sticky, 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 sticky. I actually asked my uncle to take care of it. I asked him to actually kiss it. According to my aunt, his lips are always have a lot of grapeseed oil on them. So I thought, why doesn't he kiss my pan? And maybe that'll do it some good. So I just let him go nuts. I said, you make out with this thing. And he got three kisses and fell asleep. Typical. Call it Igabuchi.
Have you tried the season of the wits?
Have I tried this? What's your name first?
Oh, this is Justin.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is... Well, what do you mean, what's my name?
Oh, this is Bucci.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is Bucci. So what is...
Oh, that's bad for the Bucci.
No, it's good for the Bucci. Anyway, so what is your suggestion again there?
Have you tried the season of the witch? If you want those eggs to release like magic, it must be the season of the witch.
How do you think we should go about doing that? I like that idea.
So you're going to have to go to the Donovan store.
But what can we do practically right now, though? Do you have anything else? I mean, that's a great idea, but that's something I'll have to do at home in the night. But how about right now? Do you have any other ideas that are maybe a little more practical?
The other thing you should do at home tonight is... Try a little bit of avocado oil, bake it on 420 for about 4 hours.
Okay. All right.
Let's put some avocado oil on there.
You want to put some avocado. Now, what's the benefit of avocado oil, though?
Avocado oil is a complex oil and has a high smoke point, so you can cook it real hot. And it'll bond really. There it goes. Give me some for my beard. I put some in my beard.
You made my pan scream. I don't think it liked the... It might be allergic to avocado because it's breaking out in... Oh!
See, this is a really good pre-treatment for the season of the witch.
I don't like that. That's just some water. I'm not hitting a bong. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. Who's this?
This is Lorraine from Long Island.
Hey, Lorraine. Oh, hey, Lorraine. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am really good.
Excellent.
My pan is coming along. It's getting fattier and fattier and fattier and glossier and glossier and glossier.
I'd love to hear it.
All right, so what's your suggestion and that something that we can do practically right now?
Well, it's actually you brought what you needed with you, pomegranate lemonade.
Really?
It's got the antioxidants. It's got the acid to eat through the rust.
Really?
I think you can, like the Wizard of Oz. You had it all along.
That's true. And my pan loves the Wizard of Oz. It's its favorite movie.
That's
even though there's all sorts of problems with that movie. All three of those, Lion and the Tin Man and the Scarecrow, they're all liars.
Are they?
Yeah. How can the Tin Man cry if he doesn't have a heart? You know, how come the Scarecrow, how can the Scarecrow want to have a brain if it doesn't have a brain? And why does the Lion have a human face? All right, I'm going to try some of this pomegranate thing on here. All right, let's see if it works. It seems to be doing pretty good. Let me cook a quick steak.
Ooh.
All right. The pomegranate stuff is bubbling off. It's doing very well. Let's try some of this steak. You know what? Maybe it's my cooking, but this steak tastes like... I think it tastes like pomegranate lemonade a little bit, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I can see where that would be a problem.
It's a huge problem, actually. So I got to say, I love hearing from you, Lorraine, but I wish I hadn't because this is a big... I feel like I've set myself back a couple of steps.
So sorry. Good luck with the next one.
Yeah, no problem. 201-209-9368. I'm going to drink some more pomegranate lemonade out of my cast iron pan. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
It is.
Adage.
Take your friggin' time, Bucci adage. Oh, well, didn't do anything for my pan, but I gotta say, it's done a lot for my inflammation. It's knocked that inflammation right back down. 201-209-9368. I have a rusty, semi-seasoned cast iron pan, and I need your help to restore it. I need it to make food taste good. Caller Ego Bucci.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Eel Guy. You know, like eels in the ocean?
Oh, yeah, it's Eel Guy from
how's it going, Bucci?
Eels in the Ocean. I'm fine, Eel Guy. What do you want to do? You know, eels are great. You know, they have a lot of fat. They got fatty deposits. Sometimes they even have them, they keep them at home.
I know. Listen, so I just got done running a bath for your pan. I have a bath ready for it.
Bath water?
Not bath water. I've prepared some brine. We've got a whole lot of brine for the pan.
So is it not? It's not brine that was caused by you soaking in the water, though.
No, not. I think, bath?
You know what, Eel Guy? You're protesting too much.
Pan.
This is a brine bath. Okay, so what's in the brine bath? What do you got? Peppercorn and what do you got? What do you got in that?
It's brine. It's water and salt.
All right, so put it in my pan, Eel
Guy. Okay. We'll put the pan in the bath. There you go. That's the brine doing its thing.
It is doing its thing. I don't know what it's doing, though. It's kind of, I don't think it likes it, Eel Guy.
Oh.
I think you were soaking in this thing. It's got your DNA.
You can't verify
you
that. You
lied
have no,
to me.
You have no
your
applicable
DNA
evidence.
Is, like, soaked into my pan. And now every time I eat some food, it's going to taste like Eel Guy.
Well, I hope that your pan recovers. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say either. Hope in one hand and cook an omelet in the other and see what happens first. I don't know. Caller Ego Bucci.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Guess who it is. The person that you've been slandering all episode long.
Eel Guy?
It's your wife.
Oh, it's
your current wife.
Oh, it's my
current. I don't know about future wife.
My current wife, Mrs. Bucci. How you doing, Mrs. Bucci?
Uh-huh. You've been telling everyone that I'm ruining your pots and pans with soap.
No, I'm just saying that one. You left it soaking in some sort of toxic glue or something, and this thing is unhappy, Mrs. Bucci.
Okay, I think the people need to know the truth, which is, your pans are very crusty and old.
Not
and
the cast
never
iron.
Wash them
no,
at all.
The other ones, yes, I let them go like
all
my adopted children. I let that thing go
because they're
and
all
this
burnt
cast
on
iron
the
pan, which I've had since I was 7, is clean or was clean. It was my only clean pan, and boy, was it clean. And then I feel like you resented my love of my pan and wanted to come between
me
and
it. Well, you know what I resented? You're always cooking dinner. I want to be taken out to dinner. I want you to buy me a nice
What, you want me to bring your... I mean, I would gladly...
I
would gladly go around the town with the cast iron pan, you, me, and the pan. And
no,
then we would go to Central
I'm not
Park
bringing the pan.
And sizzle it up a little bit.
No, the pan isn't welcome. I want to go on a nice date with my Bucci.
Yes.
And you just want to bring a pan around.
No, I don't want to.
I get it.
I need to.
Bucci.
Do you have anything that we can season it? I mean, I can't season it with your... I wish I could season it with your love, because this thing would be seasoned. Because I can feel it dripping off your fingers, your love for me.
Yeah.
So you have anything? I mean, actually, I don't want you to touch it because you're probably going to season it with a knife or something.
I have soap. Do you want to
use that? No, absolutely not. Do you have anything else? What about the cats? Are you near one of our cats? Maybe the cat's claws can scrape off some of this rust.
No, they're hiding. They don't want to go near you.
All right. Well, Mrs. Bucci, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you've let...
I don't know what to tell you. I think you should apologize for all this hand slander.
I would only tell the truth. Trust Bucci.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. Really, really sad over here.
Who? Oh, you know what? Who's sad? This pan is sad. Listen.
What about your wife? Maybe you should marry the pan.
I gotta go. I promise not to marry a pan. I will not do that. I take our wedding vows seriously.
Bucci.
Well, that was.
And I wish. Our vows did involve. Did mention other people.
I'll see you when you get home. Can you bring that steak that you grilled earlier?
It does taste like pomegranate lemonade, though. Ugh. Goodbye. 201-209-9368. I got this pan. It's almost seasoned. How you doing? Oh, hello.
Keep seasoning me.
Stop. This thing is coming along. I knew I could rely on you folks to season this thing up. So anything you got, open your broom closet and see what you have. You know, if you have some high-grade sandpaper, that's great. If you want to, you know, what if it, you know, if you have if your tongue has like very raised taste buds, maybe lick it. On second thought, I don't want you licking my pan. On third thought, I do. Caller Ego Butcher.
Ethan, did you see the email?
Hello, who's this?
Bucci, it's Michael.
Hey, quick, what do you want to season my pan with, Michael?
It's not going to taste great, but I think it's going to be effective. You know when you have a beer with a big foam head and you take a little nose grease from the side of your nose and drop it in there?
Do it.
I think that's what we need to coat the pan with.
We're coating it. She's a coating. All right.
Protect against Mrs. All right. Bucci.
All right. What do we want to... let me cook. I'm going to cook a ham hock going. Let's get this ham hock cooking. All right, that's done, and let's try it. Oh, mamma mia, my mother. This thing tastes delicious. The beer.
It was the nose grease, right?
The beer. Oh, my God. That big foam head and the nose grease, whatever, that has worked.
Season.
Thank you.
Topper every time.
Bucci. Yeah.
Thank
enjoy,
you.
Enjoy, Bucci.
I will. I will enjoy every meal from now on. So here we go. Let me look real fast into it.
Bucci.
Look at Bucci. Only on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online and all the time at WFMU.org. Remember, who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci. It's Billy Jam.